We know that the DOJ is considering paying $1 million a family for these illegals who broke the law by breaching the border. There's $80 billion plus in weaponry left abandoned in Afghanistan. The Taliban had a parade showing it off this week. There's $100 million in unused border wall materials in Texas. They're privately flying jets into private airports to drop people at, I think it's red states. And now they're pursuing this spending package where they're going to force all of us to pay for all of these sky-high ideas.
Yeah, and don't forget, they gave Andy McCabe, Cash was just on with you, they gave Andy McCabe $1.8 million, a guy who lied to the FBI, lied to the Inspector General multiple times. They just, the same DOJ who's getting ready to give $450,000 per person who illegally came into our country, gave Andy McCabe that money after he lied to the Justice Department. I mean, this is the Merrick Garland Justice Department. So yeah, Americans are fed up with this, rightly so. And that's why today there's an ABC poll out, Washington Post poll, 41% approval rating, because the American people get how wrong they've been. This administration's been on every single policy issue.
Well, it would seem, as usual, things don't apply to those in power. But when you and I get a hangnail, we could be thrown in jail.
Well, depending on what kind of hangnail it is.
Well, yeah.
If it's on your right hand, chances are they'll put you under the jail.
True.
That hangnail's leaning to the right, for sure. Hey, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
That
good
means
morning.
Come to the table Tuesday.
It does.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. It's our second one.
Yeah.
Our second one.
We already gave away a lunch for up to 10 people from Honey Baked Ham. We're going to do that again today. If you have not sent us your workplace and how many folks are in your department, do that today, 434-248-0704, because we're going to be drawing out a name in the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to give that away, courtesy of course, the Morning Jam and Honey Baked Ham. They do such a great job. And then Harvest Baptist Church.
Yeah. I want to thank those guys.
We do.
And gals.
Because Harvest Baptist, they have that campaign that reminds us that it's time to be kind.
All right.
And with this, they want to remind you it's time to come back to the table. Come back to the spiritual table. Come back to the, just being kind to one another.
Sure.
Having conversations.
Yeah.
It's like you can't have a conversation anymore. The second somebody thinks you don't agree with them on everything.
Yeah, you're canceled.
All right, you're canceled. We're going to be talking about that a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
There was an interview that happened on NPR that didn't go very well.
Oh, yeah.
For that host. We'll talk about that in a little bit. In the meantime, we've got our thought of the day. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Ambition is a dream with a V8 engine. How
like
about that?
Yeah, 440 Magnum. For all you Mopar people out there.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds very boy-like. So
it is.
That's kind of cool.
It is. Yeah, no doubt about it. And our Mind Jam trivia, write our text number down, 434-248-0704. And this is this was an interesting one. I got it wrong. I'll just let you know right off the bat.
I also got it wrong, just so you know.
Yeah. This American iconic cracker turns 100 years old this year.
And no, it's not Joe Biden.
Oh, my God.
He's not 100 yet.
Oh, I've got some audio of him today. Oh,
he is iconic, though, and becoming more iconic as the day goes on.
If iconic means you don't really know where you're at and you say that a bill is a presidential executive order.
I say he's iconic because he's literally becoming a caricature of himself.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So this is an iconic cracker. And it's an American thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns 100 years old. What is that iconic cracker?
Oh, you guys are making some good guesses already. Good job.
You and I guessed the same thing. That would make you wrong.
434-248-0704. Hey, at least we're all wrong together.
Yeah, well, right, and we're awake. for the most part, anyway.
It's important to be wrong. If you're going to be wrong, let's be wrong together and unified.
And he's wrong about a really super good cracker that has
that
been.
I would have thought would have been the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it feels like it's been around forever.
Yeah, well.
So it's going to be interesting, though. Make your guesses. All right. On this day in history. So after I did our sheet yesterday, I had this song in my head all day long.
Wow.
1935. Cole
Sing it
Porter's
for us because I don't have
musical.
Any audio.
Closes on 46th Street in New York City after 420 performances.
Goodness.
So are you not familiar with...
I'm familiar. I just don't have any audio.
Oh, well... Times have changed, we've been around the clock, da 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 ba da ba ba ba. Anything goes.
Yeah.
Do you know the song?
It's not on my playlist on my in my 8-track player.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking would turn out as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes.
Yeah, now it's coming back to me.
I mean, good Lord, if it was like that in the 30s, Cole Porter's probably rolling around his grave now.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, Cole Porter wrote a lot of great songs, though, but that was a biggie one. Hmm. In 1962, Wilt Chamberlain of the NBA San Francisco Warriors scored 73 points when taking on the New York Knicks.
It's an amazing record.
Wilt Chamberlain is one of the most dominant players to ever play basketball and the greatest record breaker in NBA history. Wilt had countless games with mind-boggling numbers that are likely never going to be repeated again. This has never been officially confirmed, but the statistically most dominant player ever had a quintuple-double, a feat that has never been achieved before or since.
He also had a 100-point game by himself. Just unbelievable, this guy.
Yeah.
Of course, the NBA, it was different back then. It's kind of like NASCAR. You know, you got the King, Richard Petty, out there having some of the best equipment when so many people didn't, and he won a lot of races. I don't want to take away from the King, because he was dominant in his time, just like Wilt Chamberlain was dominant in his time.
What would he have been like if he had the modern?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
One thing, as I was looking at video yesterday... You know the granny shot where you shoot it underhanded?
Yeah.
He would shoot, I don't know if he would shoot all of his...
Free throws?
He'd shoot them underhanded. It was the strangest looking thing.
For a guy that size to shoot that way.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted the point, man.
He definitely did.
You know, sometimes your ego takes a back seat.
That's right. So you look like granny. I don't care. I hold all the records. Yeah.
Who's going to go up to Wilt Chamberlain and call him a granny?
Isn't
nobody.
That the truth?
All right. In 1973, U.S. President Richard Nixon authorizes construction of the Alaskan pipeline.
I am not a crook.
And they've been fighting over it ever since.
I know. Yeah. It's funny how the deer and the elk, they gravitate because it's warmer near the pipeline.
They do. They love it.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Who'd have thunk?
It's like their own Club Med.
Right.
We got moose babies being born everywhere.
Barry White music.
They're like, oh, please. you're gonna ruin the population. Bow, 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 bow.
There you go. Oh, Lord.
They love it. All that's missing is the heart-shaped tub and the disco ball.
That's right.
In 1979, Paul McCartney releases this song, which just became a Christmas classic, Wonderful Christmas Time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful...
That'll be on the playlist
time.
Soon if it isn't already.
Oh, well,
some stations.
It already is in some places. I was calling and harassing my friend just yesterday. Hmm. Although I did put up my first tree.
Oh, you mean Frosty?
Yeah. Dick, a.k.a. Frosty Daniels. That's what we call him.
So you put up a tree yesterday?
I put my first tree up.
Good for you.
In the... Because every tree has a room. This is in the princess room. That's my girly room.
Okay.
And I have a vintage silver tree that has ornaments from, I'd say, the 30s and 40s up to... I like to stay in the 30s to the 70s range.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably my favorite tree.
How about that?
It's really beautiful. I love it. I love old vintage
The round
ornaments.
Disc that had the four colors that would turn really slow.
I don't have that, but I do have a topper.
Do you?
That's
okay.
The star, and it's got the colors, and it turns. I do have that.
Oh, that's cool.
No, I don't have the disc. I would love to have an authentic aluminum tree.
Yeah.
Like the kind that's just the, and it's got the ones that stick mm-hmm. down in it. This is a just a silver tree, but it still okay. gets you the look.
Yeah,
sure. One day I'll have one of those, maybe. There,
I think you will, doggone it.
I know, and I just love the old stuff. But mm-hmm. anyway, in 1988, President Reagan and the First Lady participates in the official state arrival ceremony, meetings, and a state dinner with Margaret Thatcher. How marvelous.
Yeah.
We are learning that the way to prosperity is not more bureaucracy and redistribution of wealth, but less government and more freedom for the entrepreneur and for the creativity of the individual. Change, extraordinary change, has come upon the world. And that's why at this moment, Prime Minister Thatcher, we're especially glad to be welcoming you here to our shores.
Can I get an amen?
Listen, I mean, just so simplistic and to the point.
Right.
You know, yeah, just Reagan was amazing.
It's not not brain time.
Not fluff.
I know. Jeez. Loved it. Mm. 1998, speaking of fluff, Monica Lewinsky signs a deal for the North American rights to a book about her affair with U.S. President Clinton.
Wow. From one president to the other.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love
it. What a difference a couple decades make.
Mm-hmm. 2009, he looks like a choir boy now. 2009, The Twilight Saga, New Moon, is released, starring Christian Stewart and Robert Pattinson. It premieres in Los Angeles, and boy, what a huge hit that was.
I don't have a sound effect for Bloodshot Eyes, so we'll just have to go to the next one.
There's all kinds of Twilight
lines. We had some that long.
They love them some Twilight.
Oh my gosh, there you go.
And then in 2010, engagement is announced between Prince William and Catherine or Kate Middleton at Clarence House in London. That was long anticipated. They were together quite a while.
Yeah. Speaking of
before all that happened,
I have some fluff for this one.
And first of all, that this is coming from the Prince of Wales. He says in this short statement that he is delighted to announce the engagement of Prince William, his son, obviously, to Miss Catherine Middleton, that this will take place sometime in the spring or summer, the wedding of 2011.
They're just so, oh.
Oh, yeah.
They're so excited for the royalty. I guess I maybe if we had it, you know, in this country, I'd feel differently. I mean, closest thing to royalty we have are the Bushes, you know, and the and the Clintons.
Good feeling gone.
Sorry. Maybe this next one.
If that's the closest that we come to royalty, that is so sad.
Maybe this next one will get you going. It was released on this day. It's actually not a bad Christmas movie. If it's on, I might watch it. Depends on how much Sinbad and Arnold I want to see.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find a German doll.
Me too.
Do you have any more in the back?
What?
What's he laughing about?
Where have you guys been? Turbo Man's only the hottest selling Christmas toy ever.
Wow.
Turbo. Yeah, the Turbo doll.
I've never seen Jingle All the
Way. Oh, you got to see it. That scene alone is hilarious. It's the guy. That's the guy from Saturday Night Live laughing hysterically. Because, like, there's people lining up out the door, and there's no more left.
I mean, I remember seeing that. I mean, it happened with so many toys over the years. We've got birthdays today. Singer-songwriter Diane Krall is having a birthday. She turns 57. Everybody wake up. Don't go back to sleep.
This is like my favorite Diane Krall song. It's going to take a while to get there. Let's go ahead and mention our other four birthdays. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Oh, good Lord. How long is this intro?
It's longer than I thought, apparently.
It's pretty long.
I might have loaded the wrong sound.
Ah.
Because I had edited this puppy last night.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it didn't happen.
Okay.
But she eventually gets there and talks about when I look into your eyes.
Okay.
6:20 on the morning jam.
Wow.
On a very slow come to the table Tuesday. Janet Rose.
How long is her intro?
And Mark Lamb. Bringing you the best and soft.
There it is.
In your eyes, I see the wisdom of the world.
I have a feeling this is what you and Mrs. Lamb listened to an
It was on
Nirvana.
Our playlist. It was on our playlist a long time ago.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
And she did some covers of some songs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Also having a birthday today is Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
She turns 44. You may not immediately recognize her, but she's a pretty popular actress.
She's been
actually.
In some interesting movies. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, just the kindergarten one was the best one that I could find.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
also having a birthday is Cosby kid Lisa Bonet. She turns 54.
Yeah, now I got some good Lisa.
And she's a really good person. She's really smart and everything. But I think there's something wrong with her. You know, physical.
Wow.
Your clips are hating on you today.
They are really hating on me. Might be a computer issue.
Well, she was certainly one of the more popular Cosby kids. Went on to be in A Different World, and now she's married to Aquaman.
I know. I saw that.
Just saying.
She didn't do too bad.
You go, girl.
Getting Aquaman as her.
Yeah, because he's
as
like
her man.
What, 15 years younger than she is, something like that.
No, I wouldn't know
or
anything
more.
About that.
Yeah, the tables have turned, Mr. Lamb.
They have,
sometimes that
they?
Happens.
Yep, that's right.
All right, we'll be back with your answer. You guys have really been making some great guesses with our Mind Jam trivia today.
I'm going to give them a little hint of something it's not. Me and Gizmo got this one wrong so far. I don't know. Has anybody else guessed Gizmo's?
We have had Triscuits guessed. Okay. We've had saltines, graham crackers.
Okay.
And Ritz.
All right. It's not this one.
It's not any of those.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
What is that?
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark
Young Lamb. Frankenstein.
Okay.
Putting on the Ritz.
Sandwiches. Meet your cheesy, thin, crispy Cheez-It Snap savior.
So cheesy.
I was gonna say that.
Cheez-It Snapped. Level up your lunch.
Goodbye, cheapies.
We are the Morning Jam.
Goodbye, cheapies.
There's your hint and there's your answer. Let me read the question first.
Okay.
So, if you were wondering what that American iconic cracker that turned 100 years old today, it's not the Ritz, it's not the saltine, it is the Cheez-It. Which really surprised me, because it's been around for a while.
It has been around for a while.
Yeah.
Actually, it turned 100, officially turned 100 in May of this year.
Right.
But it actually was around longer than that. It was first introduced in the late 1800s, which I did not know. And it was promoted as a baked rarebit. A rarebit back in the day was a kind of melted cheddar beer cheese spread over toast.
Oh, okay.
Cheese that offered the same great taste, only baked down to a cracker that would last a lot longer than the others. But actually, it went back further than that. 1841, a doctor who practiced homeopathy, he was called the Cracker King. He made a wolf cracker, a hard butter snack made for medicinal purposes.
Oh, okay.
Who knew?
Huh.
I don't know. Yeah. The other popular ones that a lot of people mentioned included graham crackers. The funny thing is, the Cheez-It didn't even, I mean, it wasn't even really in the top 10.
Right.
The number one. You guessed Ritz crackers. They're the most eaten in America.
Right.
Followed by saltines.
Okay.
I can't remember the last time I bought saltines.
Yeah.
Then store brands came in.
Right.
Keebler Club cracker. Those are good.
Those aren't bad. Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm Goldfish.
Really?
Kind of took over the cheddar cracker thing
the kids
there.
Kids love that too.
And then you had the Honey Maid Grahams and the Nabisco Grahams. Townhouse crackers, Wheat Thins, Triscuits, then Cheez-Its.
Wow. So graham crackers beat it out.
Two graham crackers.
Wow.
You had the Honey Maid and then the Nabisco.
Uh-huh.
Both beat them out. And then you had several varieties of Ritz, like a Townhouse is just a fancy-shaped Ritz, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
And then Wheat Thins and Triscuits. I do love those.
Yeah.
I was gonna choose, I would probably choose that over a Cheez-It. But I will tell you, my kids can go through Cheez-Its like they are wood chippers.
Start your mornings on the right foot
and listen to the Morning Jam 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.